We're live. Hello.
I make a song?
Do you remember it? Go again.
No, I just listened to it, but I already forgot it.
It's did dun, 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 dun. That's not it. That's not
Dun, 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 dun.
dun, dun, dun,
Podcast.
dun, dun. We're gonna make an intro.
Yeah, I know, but that's it for now. Welcome back to the Nathan Steven Podcast Time Times, where we talk about movies and shows and things. Today, it's just us again. We're talking about Star Wars Visions. And this came out a bit ago, but I still wanted to cover it because it's interesting.
What are we going to talk about really quick? So for those of you that don't know, it is an anime that is not canon, but it takes Star Wars concepts and just like makes it into an anime. Yeah, it's a cool idea. I don't really know where they got that from. That's kind of
It's more what
random.
I expected What If to be, if I'm being honest. I didn't expect What If to have a storyline that was canon, you know? I thought it would be a lot like this, like the anthology that wasn't.
But I feel like they definitely have a lot of wiggle room with them in the MCU with the multiverse.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, this is a cool just like spin off. I don't really know what to define it as, but like I thought it was just interesting to watch. And I'm not really one to watch anime other
Yeah,
than
neither am
Avatar, but I don't really count that. I mean, just like an anime, it's like an anime TV show. I like anime TV shows. We should probably watch anime. I feel like we would honestly like it, but
Yeah, there's a couple shows that I kind of want to watch, but I'm waiting till I finish Avatar again.
yeah, that one, whatever it was called, you said.
Yeah, Cowboy Bebop.
Yes, we'll watch that maybe. We'll see. But yeah, overall, I thought this show was pretty good. I mean, most of the episodes were good. I wouldn't say any episodes were bad. There were just ones that weren't as interesting to me.
Yeah.
It was cool to see the different animation styles and different storylines. Like each episode felt distinctly different.
Yeah, I'd say the concept alone was like the most interesting part, you know, just have different studios doing each episode and different characters, different stories. And I don't think any of them really felt the same, you know, like there were some that had similarities, but they all did feel unique. And I like that because if you didn't like one, you might like the other. So I like it.
I mean, I feel like everyone in general like this.
Yeah, I got pretty positive reviews, I'm pretty sure. So I like it.
Yeah, I guess we can just start from the beginning. I mean, there was nine episodes. They're each
Yes.
pretty short, 14, like 15 to 20 minutes long, pretty much.
Yeah, they ranged.
So first one, I watched in order. I know you didn't.
I watched fairly in order, but I definitely bounced around. I watched one, two, and then I did like four, five, six, and I bet like it was like a weird order that I did. So,
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really matter because they're all
yeah, they're
different.
all anthology.
And then I watch with English dubs. You did.
I did half and half.
Or not half. Yeah, but you did half and half.
Yeah. Towards the end, I watched, I think the last four episodes, I think I watched were all English. But the first five I watched in
Yeah,
Japanese.
I mean, I don't think it makes that much of a difference, but
It doesn't, no, yeah. It's,
yeah.
yeah.
Okay. So, first one is The Duel. This was a fan favorite, I feel like. A lot of people like this one.
This is most people's favorite, and it was up there, but definitely not my favorite.
Yeah, same. I mean, I thought it was cool. It was pretty dark and like I mean, the whole thing was black and white, right? Except the red, which was
It I didn't hate it, but it was my least favorite animation style. I just did not, the texture of it was off, I felt like, but I know that they're trying to be unique, so.
I mean, yeah, it was just like it was a pretty realistically drawn anime, I feel like, compared to the other ones. It's not
Yeah.
cartoonish, and it fits the theme of like this like dude. I thought the guy's character was pretty cool. Like, I mean, he's complex. Like, he's not like sided with one side.
Yeah.
He's not. Like, I mean, he uses a red lightsaber, but he also kills it. So,
Yeah, I mean, I like that because, you know, it's always good and evil Jedi and not, you know, and I liked exploring that you know, that in between, because why would everyone? I mean, I know it's supposed to be because it's anime, but it felt like a samurai story rather than
Yeah,
one out of
exactly. Yeah,
Star
he's probably
Wars.
samurai. That's a good word.
Like a journey, and then the fight style, and that I like what they did. They bend like with this whole show, but they bend the rules with like what we're used to, like the lightsaber umbrella thing. Like that's so weird, but it's so
Yeah.
cool because I've never seen
That
that
was
one
like the
off.
least of like what they the other
Oh, the
episodes
others go
they
crazy.
watched, yeah, but which were like cool because they can do whatever they want in anime.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the whole thing was, I mean, not the whole thing, but like it was just like a long fight scene. Leaves you with a lot of questions, but like also it's kind of supposed to be left mysterious, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a pretty good episode.
And I also like how they did this one. I don't I think this was supposed to be after Return. It looked like it was I don't think they confirmed any of them, but the way they like set the stage seems like it's like you could tell when they're supposed to take place. And I think this one was supposed to be after the fall of the Empire, kind of, but there were still like existing ones.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like
It reminded me of
windows that kind
Mandalorian, like time era, but
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. There's not much analysis to do in these episodes. They're really short. Especially this one, just because I mean it's like it's a fight scene. Like it's literally called the duel. I
yeah,
mean the only
they
thing
waste
to
no
talk
time.
about is like character and we kinda did that, so I think we can just, I mean, it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. The next one, I think it was the band one.
That
Yeah,
was, that's my least favorite one.
that's doing
I
Rhapsody City. Okay, I don't hate this one as much as other people do. I know this,
don't hate it, but
yeah.
it missed the mark for me, kind of.
Yeah. I mean, there was like this whole backstory of him being a Jedi.
Yeah.
I don't like, I can't criticize any of these shows for not exploring like these things because that's not what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And I get that. But yeah, it was just like, I was kind of just thrown in like the other one was mysterious, but like it was supposed to be like that. But like the whole thing, I mean, it was just what was I forget the purpose.
Of him being a Jedi?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't remember it.
think he got like say no. Is that how he met the one dude?
I don't remember this one. I just remember like I remember the main plot when it comes to like them trying to having to perform in order to. I don't remember the character backstory as much, but I remember they tie back to that backstory sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like Jabba the Hutt's like Neff. I don't even know. One of the
Yeah,
members.
that was also in it.
Yeah, he was just
Was right.
there. He got captured, and then they're like, and he's getting killed, and they're like, let us play. Played, and then they're like, spare him, and we'll play all over the galaxy.
Yeah.
That's kind of it. I mean, it was just like this, like,
It wasn't bad. It was just definitely not,
pretty
I don't know.
basic
I
storyline.
think it was, I think it rubbed me the wrong way just because, not rubbed me, but I think it was just such a change from the first one that I was like.
Yeah, it's like completely different. I mean, and there's like no action. Like they don't fight.
Yeah.
It's just like them playing music
And
and stuff.
all the episodes seem to follow the same trend of like story, 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 all end with a duel. And this one didn't have any. So I think that was
Yeah,
part of
yeah.
the hate.
I mean, overall, like, I mean, it's just like all right. I didn't hate this one. I didn't love it, you know. Yeah. Was just fine.
Yeah. Next one was the twins.
Yes, I really liked. I don't know if this one was my favorite, but it was up there for sure.
Yeah, I
I
really like
really liked
this as well.
this one. I thought the characters were cool. Other, I don't know. It's just like he was a Sith, and then he like went against, you know, this. And I thought the fight scene was really cool, even though it like completely broke all
I thought it
law.
was in a good way, though. Like, I like the way they did
Yeah, yeah. Like they just like lightsabers became insane.
And I liked the animation in this one was so like vibrant. And the second episode had like very like kid show animation anime, if that makes sense. Like it's very just rounded.
Cartoonish. No, yeah.
And this one kind of continued it a little bit more, but I thought it was like in a better way. You know, it was very like, yeah, just vibrant and
Yeah.
good to look at. Change of pace. No, but I did like that one.
And I like how there was like evil C-3PO, and then
Yeah.
R2-D2 was like the good one, you know. Yeah, she had like tentacles and he had like a laser,
Yeah.
huge laser. And then there was like that one part, I think, it was like a not a flashback, but like a vision of the future, which was kind of confusing. I
I
didn't
don't
get,
remember.
it was really weird. I don't know. And then it brought back into reality. It was strange. I didn't really get that part that much. Yeah, but I don't know. It was good. Pretty all right.
No, yeah, I did like that one.
There's like not that much to talk about, just because.
I know, yeah, that one was very straightforward.
Oh, I didn't start the timer, so I don't know. Whatever. The Village Bride. This is also a pretty good one.
Remember liking this one a lot, but I cannot remember the full story. I remember this was a very complex one and like very more well thought out than the other
It was
previous.
like this like tradition, this town's like tradition, and she got married to the dude, but then
Yeah.
like rebels, or not rebels, but like raiders came in and
Yeah, I remember that when they
they're
were
like gonna
forced.
take her away, and then the Jedi was gonna do nothing. Then she was like, I can't do this, and then she like
Yeah,
fought
that was her arc. Okay. And
again.
there was also, wasn't there like not a subplot, but there was a fact, like the area that I can't remember is there was some like mystical like land or something with like it would
Yeah,
like light up.
that had to do with like them getting married.
Okay, that was just their ceremony part. I couldn't remember it, but I remember seeing that, and I thought that was like really not Star Wars like, but in a good way, so something new.
Yeah. And then she had like
Like,
this mentor person, whatever. Her character was again like pretty mysterious. I mean, you
yeah.
can't read that much about these characters in 20 minutes, but like, yeah.
But I like how they give you the feel that they're like they have wisdom, you know, like they're able to differentiate those from like say the twins. The twins are like obviously they're from the dark side, so they're like a lot more
Yeah,
angry.
now I hear what you're saying. It's weird because What If was like what, 30-minute episodes, right?
Yeah, they felt like complete stories, I feel
And
like,
they
or
felt, yeah, they were like really, really, they felt long, and like you got to know the character really well.
yeah.
But it's like it's really different from this, and I don't know why it feels that way.
Yeah. I think part of it is what if we know the characters maybe? Because this, it's like characters
Yeah,
we'll never see
that's true.
again. So it's like.
I feel like this is supposed to be like somewhat mysterious. Like these characters are just leaving, like what you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, pretty good episode. Ninth Jedi. This also very good. Good
I like this
episode.
one.
Huh?
I liked this one, yeah.
So
I just
yeah.
remember thinking that one, like I liked the twist or whatever that all the people who got called in, like all of them were dark side except for like one person pretty much. But I thought it was weird that he had one person undercover the whole time, and then he like lost his sense. Do you remember this?
What do you mean? Wait,
Like
wait.
you know the main dude or whatever who called them all there. After they're done fighting, he like goes to his friend who was supposed to be a dark side dude, and he's like, you can stop it now. Like,
Oh, the
come.
dude that had the purple lightsaber.
Yeah, that guy. Like, he was like, sorry, I was like affected by them. I thought that was a weird.
Yeah, I just feel like, I don't know, it was just like it, I mean, it's not necessary, but like just showing, you know, the dark side can influence.
Yeah, I remember seeing that and I was like, wait, is that
And
like
I feel like
another
it
one?
was expanding on just the purple lightsaber idea.
No, yeah, I think it was. Which I think is
I
funny
just
that
want
even
to throw
exists
that in.
because Samuel L. Jackson said that he wants
Mace
purple.
Windu's character is just so not a character.
No, I guess that actually is a good characterization of the purple lightsaber, yeah, because Mace Windu definitely is not give
Yeah.
that vibe being in between or whatever.
Even he just like doesn't get enough screen time.
Yeah.
Development to know who he is. But yeah, so then the one girl, she like had like a invisible lightsaber or whatever.
Yeah, I like kind of how they played with that, how it gains its color and
Yeah, that was cool.
like again, yeah, with the lightsaber characters, her father was like the blacksmith or whatever of the lightsaber, so.
This one definitely had m the story was pretty like longer, not longer, but like
Yeah.
felt longer because like it had like her father dying, and then she like runs and goes to tell the other people, and there's like that whole scene, and then they fight.
Yeah, and we'll talk about it more down the line, but I did notice that with some episodes, they were definitely trying to write one-off tales, like the first three for sure. But then as it goes on, I felt like a couple of them were like more fleshed out stories. You know, they felt like not mini movies, but like a whole episode of a show. So
Yeah,
we're talking about how
yeah.
what it felt complete. Some of these definitely do feel complete.
Yeah, this one was one of those, I think. Yeah, for sure. Yes, I don't know which one's my favorite. That one was really
Don't
good.
either. It would be hard to rank them because they are really different.
Yeah. This one we have TOB1. This is probably my least favorite. It's
Yeah,
not
I
bad.
remember being a little more surprised with this than I thought. I expected just garbage, and it was more engaging than I thought. How
Yeah.
like there were Jedi things that tied in, but it was very predictable. So
Yeah, I mean, people just like hated it because it was like, I can see why they. I mean, I don't hate it. It was good still. I mean, I don't. Yeah, but I think it wasn't my favorite.
no, and the animation style once again was like a little, like
For
the way
sure.
they round people makes it look just
Yeah,
more like a
exactly.
childish.
Yeah, but that's what they're going for. So,
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's why it can't be like, oh, this one sucks. But yeah, you know, his owner or whatever, the creator is going to be a Jedi.
yeah.
So like, but it wasn't bad. It was just very simple, very throwaway.
Yeah, like he was like trying to do good, whatever. And he has to fight that one dude. You know, it was cool. And he had like gets a help from like all the people that he created or whatever, you know, not created, but the other robots.
Yeah, kind of
Was
weird
cool.
episode, actually,
It
that I think.
was out of the blue. They made another good one. The Elder.
Yeah, this one was reminiscent, I guess, of the duel, but not completely.
Yeah, this one felt a little, very Star Wars.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure. No,
Compared to the
the
other ones,
Jedi
like
and
this is the
Padawan traveling the
most
galaxy.
realistic Star Wars. Yeah. Yeah. And then the one dude just like overpowered.
Yeah, but I like what they did with lightsabers and the force and like the lightning or whatever. Like I like that. I don't remember even seeing the force that much in this whole show, if I'm being honest. But
Yeah, I don't know.
because Star Wars
Oh,
definitely plays
yeah.
with that stuff, and this was a lot more just like straight combat, which is fine. It's different.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, this one was I just don't know what to expand upon on these episodes. They're really short.
Yeah, this one is definitely a one-off. Like, here's a fight. Here's a little short tale about a Jedi and his Padawan.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah, this one was good. It's like this one in the duel. I'd say you could just watch the fight and enjoy that. If you're not looking for a deeper story, then I'd say those two are the ones I would suggest.
Yeah.
And the twins from, but that one, yeah, even that had a little more story.
Yeah, this one, like, there was no story. It was just like a dark presence, and then they fight him, pretty
Yeah.
much. Yeah, and then we had Lope and Ocho. You just watch this one, so.
It's hard not to be biased because I literally like just watched it in preparation for this, but this one was like again like a full fleshed out story
Yeah,
of
this
like,
one definitely was a story, yeah.
it was like a good story, you know? Like it's traditional like Rebels versus the Empire type thing, and it reminded me of Rogue One a lot. I like there's a group of, you know, people who are like
Yeah.
disagree with it and they show.
I like the betrayal of the sister. That's
Yeah.
cool. See, sister versus sister, you know.
I like Star Wars is all about family, usually. Like in like the whole Skywalker saga is based how they're all related and Rey Palpatine, you know, and this showed that like Lop was it? Because Ocho's the one who betrayed it.
I think. I don't remember.
Yeah, anyway. But the cat person. She's
Fun.
the adopted daughter pretty much, and her dad like gave her the lightsaber and she was able to use it because, you know, it was about their bond and not just their genetic bloodline. I like that more because I don't think everyone needs to be related to be a Jedi. And I think that's what The Last Jedi was trying to do with that kid with the broom or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there was, they definitely threw that down the garbage can when they said Rey was a Palpatine, but
Know.
they showed it in Last Jedi a little bit. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was cool, like seeing how the one sister progressively fell closer and closer to the dark side, even though she was trying to do it for the right reasons to protect her family. And then, the other sister was like learn taking on more responsibility in the whatever, getting a sword or the lightsaber. Yeah, I mean, it was definitely more fleshed out than the other ones, I think. Yeah, and then we had a Kakira. This one was good. I didn't like the animation style that much.
Yeah. Do you think
But
it was
I thought it was a good story because
copy or like?
I
I
don't
think
know. I don't know why I didn't like it as much. It just didn't click. Huh?
No, yeah, it's just their drawings. The way they're drawn is a little.
Yeah. I remember talking to you about it. It was, what was it related? It felt like
Anakin.
was it? Yeah, it was Anakin.
This
Because
is turn.
because he like that was a pretty good twist. I'm not gonna lie. Like,
I liked how they. This was definitely one where he had visions or whatever. Remember, he was like, there's that
yeah.
number that. I liked that.
And it was like he fell to the dark side, trying to protect the one he loves. Yeah, there it is. That's why it was related. Yeah, and he was trying to save her because he's the one who killed her. And they did more force healing or whatever,
Yeah.
which, you know.
But he basically, at the end, he like goes, Anakin mode. And then he basically just accepts that. He's like, I don't know. He just like walks away with
Yeah,
the
the
bigger one.
lady. I mean, the rest of the story was kind of like unexciting.
Yeah. It was just another journey to the fight, it felt like.
Yeah.
But it also, this one did feel like a little more story and dry, like with the vision and everything, the foreshadowing. Like I liked that aspect of it. And I think actually a good episode. It just followed the Revenge of the Sith template a little bit.
So it's good. Yes. That was it. So it's all nine.
Far as Star Wars content goes, like we haven't had that much, but we're supposed to get a lot more. And it feels like the MCU where there's a bunch of shows lined up, so. I liked this as like a little
One off.
more Star Wars content. Yeah, it's like it's so different, but it's familiar enough. And I like that they took that risk. And I think like the MCU has been taking risks, and I think they should continue to because Star Wars is like decades old now. So.
Yeah. Is there gonna be season two? I don't.
I don't know. I don't see why not. I think they threw it together pretty quickly. I don't think this took like super long production.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something I'm like super excited for, just because. But it's like it's cool to watch, you
Yeah,
know.
like if I got another season, I would definitely probably check it all out. So
Yeah, I'd watch it, but yeah,
it's
pretty
refreshing.
good, pretty good show. Yeah, it's very different. I thought that was cool.
Because everything's been so just like that's why people love The Mandalorian. It's just not like tied to the narrative, even
Yeah.
though they're characters. It's like it's I don't know. This is it's cool to see stories that are not Skywalker related.
Yeah. And they're like in no rush, I feel like, to release another movie, which is kind of surprising.
Yeah,
I mean,
especially how
when is
Mandalorian.
next?
What's what? I
Is there like a movie even like lined up?
don't think so. It's all shows.
I don't know. I don't know what they're gonna do for another trilogy, or if they're gonna
I mean,
do.
it's inevitable.
Yeah. I think Rey's story is done, right?
It's gotta be. I don't really see what more you do with them, you know?
Yeah, I mean, maybe in a Jedi,
I fumbled the bag on Finn.
this is.
We'll get into it. I need to talk about the sequels. I just have so many thoughts, and I don't even know myself whether I like them or not. Like I know I do. I'm not a hater, but like
Yeah, like thinking about it right now, I don't want a trilogy surrounded by Rey. I would not like another one. But like, I don't hate the sequels.
not even a Rey hater, and I like yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll talk about this more. Do that.
Visions.
Yeah. Good. It's
People need
good.
to keep exploring with animation, and animation is good, even if it's animated. It's like a
It's just amazing always. Not like an anime show I don't like, I don't think, honestly.
I would say.
They've all been just bangers. Yeah, so that's kind of it. It's gonna be a shorter one just because not much to talk about with this, but figured that we'd film it, just get out of the way, just
Yeah.
talk about it a bit. This is an unexciting podcast, but you know, whatever.
It's just that's something to talk about.
I hope you guys enjoyed this. If you did, hit the like button, comment down below, subscribe, follow our Instagram and TikTok at podcast_time_times. We are going to be posting more. We say that, but we are. We did. It's happening, guys.
I'm still debating whether I want to like Bad Batch. Like it wasn't very good. It was very mid tier, but
Well, because if we do a podcast on Bad Batch, that means I have to finish it.
you only have like
Is
two more episodes.
it only two?
You're really close, I remember. But like, there's things I need to touch on. I feel like, but I guess I could wait, honestly.
Choked, dude. It choked.
Yeah.
They took something that was so good from Clone Wars and they just fumbled it so badly.
Moments like there was like good episodes, like yes, more of this, and then they go back to four more filler, and it's like, what is happening right now?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like the whole thing was
Good
filler.
though.
The plot did not progress at all.
No, they took so much time. Well, I guess we'll talk about it if we want to in a short
Yeah,
bit.
well, we probably will. Just so we can hate on it, probably, but
Yeah. No,
I
but
probably
that's
have
the
to
one problem.
refresh memory and then, you know,
Characters, good
show them.
like ideas, it's just not fully there. And the animation's like crystal clear.
Yeah. Just good Clone Wars animation, like what they had for the last season. Yeah. I guess that's an animated show we don't like. Just thought about that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
Not
we're
good.
gonna end it here, guys. Do everything I said before, you know. Subscribe is here.
What's next? Let's see the.
This is the other video. This is a Hawkeye video up here.
Yes.
Watch that if you haven't. And then I think this is subscribe or switch, you know, one of those. What's next? We have, yeah, Legend of Korra potentially,
And then
probably.
probably a Marvel project, and then Squid Game.
We got to get the recent stuff out of the way, and then we might backtrack a bit, talk about some stuff that we all love. That we haven't had the opportunity to talk about. The Office, maybe.
It's funny because the Daredevil is something that we like that like is not super current, but I feel like we actually haven't timed over that now because you know it's
Right.
potential.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to talk about that. We'll talk about that. We will.
Once you finish The Office, we'll talk about it because it's just so good.
Yes. Okay. We'll end it. So that's it. You know, bye.